This is the Morning Crossfire on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Hello, good morning. My name is Ifeyemi Andrew. Welcome on board. The conversation this morning is really going to be intense. I can say that for sure. The reason is because we are going to be taking a look at, what's happening in the camps of flood victims in Rivers State. We'll be discussing the relief materials. How has delivery been? A couple of weeks since the flood committee was set up, how well have they performed? We've been getting reports from some individuals in the camp as to how they're not being fed properly and they're not getting what they ought to get. We'll know whether all of that is true or not. But the question we're asking you on Facebook Live this morning, are you satisfied with the information in public space about the utilization of funds for flood victims? We've been trying to know how the activities have been managed. Well, not enough information, perhaps, so people have to just hope and wonder. Are you satisfied with how the information you have with regards to utilization of the flood, the funds for flood victim is being given out? Let us know what you know and how satisfied you are on Facebook Live at Nigeria Info PH. On Twitter as well, you can join the conversation at Nigeria Info PH. My guests in the studio, one of them you already know, but I'll introduce the one you do not know first. It is Prince Nwanka Ebe, and a resident of Egbema, and also from Egbema. And he is also a lawyer. I was told a lawyer for what's the association again?
Egbema League of Lawyers.
Egbema League of Lawyers, yes. When I saw that, I thought of a superhero movie. Justice League kind of idea. And then my other guest is Evaristus Nicholas. He's an environmentalist, also from Egbema as well. Both affected by the flood. Gentlemen, you're welcome.
Thank you for having me.
So before we make any advancement, I'd like us to listen to the Imperial Majesty Ezekpeya Lubo III of Ekpeya Land. I spoke with him, had the conversation with him over the phone to also find out what the situation is in camps in those areas and with the distribution of relief materials. And this was what he had to say.
Their presence is being felt from the date they've been inaugurated. They have been coming, bringing relief material. But because, as I mentioned, that 99%, if not 100% of the villages in Ekpeya ethnic nation are all involved, and considering the population, the items they brought might not be enough because most of the camps we visited, you see that they cook up to 4 to 5 bags of rice each meal they prepare every day. And you can imagine the number of camps.
So how often are they supplying? Like, is there a schedule, a timetable as to when these relief materials are delivered by the committee members? Or is this something that was done once off?
No, the fact is that they actually called not in terms of interval. The judicial period, they were coming on daily basis because the items are so many and the number of vehicles they carry. And at the same time, they are covering almost 4 local governments, which comprises the Ahoda East, Ahoda West, Abua Odua, and that of Oba Ebema local government. So each time they come with trucks loaded with food items, between material, oil and to foodstuffs, Indomie, foams, and all whatnot.
So when was the last visit by, when was the last set of relief materials brought to camp?
The last set was last week, Friday.
Oh, okay.
That was the set we received from the local government. You know, when they come, the items are being shared into the 4 local governments.
Okay, so there we heard His Imperial Majesty, Ezekwelubo III of Ekweland, speaking, and he has highlighted the situation in the camps and how the relief material distribution has been thus far. And I can help but notice that they say some of the donations were made by the local government council chairman, which brings us to question what the committee's involvement really is. Gentlemen, you're here to talk to us generally, but also give us an insight as to what the situation is in your own area, Egbema. I spoke to someone in the camp who said that it's not really palatable. If you would share with us, I'll start with you, Mr. Nwakaibe. What is the situation and how is it like with the relief materials for victims in camp?
Now, it's good to let the world know, and it's good to let the general public know, that the life in camp, in the camps of the IDPs in Egbema, Okwuziaga, and even to a larger extent, Egbema Imo State, because all of us are together, lives in the camps, they are terrible because the feeding arrangement is not good enough, especially comparing the foods available or whatever material is available to the number of persons affected. In a place like Okwuzi, almost 70-80% of the houses, they're affected. The same thing with Aga, the same thing with Mbede. So imagine where you're bringing 4 bags of rice to be cooked per day or in the morning, and you have over 100,000 people waiting to feed on it. So the truth is that whatever they are bringing in the camps, they are not enough. And we're expecting that the government and the donor agencies and multinationals should do more. And I want to equally say that the living condition in such camps is hell, because the toilet facilities is very terrible. It's something you can't imagine.
So poor hygiene.
The people are complaining. When visitors from the planning camps, they are seriously complaining.
The items that when was the last time perhaps that in camp they had items delivered to them from the flood committee that was set up to handle this issue?
I was not there late last week, so my brother who was there will be able to answer that.
Evaristus, so. Can you tell us what it's like and what kind of items were being delivered? And did it get to, is this something that the people in the camp are benefiting from directly? How is it like?
Yeah, thank you. Good morning, Andrew, and to our listeners. I'm talking as one who is also an IDP himself. And I can tell you that our people are suffering. We are suffering. Okay. There were some pictures that I sent to you some time ago. The materials, I agree with His Imperial Majesty. The number of relief materials that were sent is too infinitesimal compared to the number of persons that these materials are to go for. Okay, so as a result, because what they did in our case is that they share distance life. They just share the rice. And it seems the thing was too small. What they did was, you know, they can give like, what I showed you was not up to 10 cup of, maybe say 10, 20 cup of rice, you know, to go around over 200 persons. You just join them together and, you know, give. You know, maybe look at a kindred that is well over 200 persons, and you give them, you know, 20 cup of rice or 10 cup of rice. What would that do, you know, for over 200 persons?
Has NEMA visited any of the... Well, I know that I was at Aoda myself to donate water, worked in collaboration with the Water Associate Producers Association of Nigeria. And the questions we're asking is, where is NEMA and the federal government? And then there's the Ecological Fund as well, which many thought now we could see it put to use. Has there been any conversation? Has there been the presence of the federal government?
No. You see, federal government has really done us the service as Egbema. When I say Egbema now, I'm talking about, because it is government who divided us, you know, some in Imo, some in Rivers. But when we are talking of Egbema now, I'm saying generality of my brothers and sisters, Egbema. You see, it's quite unfortunate that you can't even find anything any presence of federal government apart from oil facilities.
So NEMA has not visited.
And even to the point of we being flooded and dying, and federal government, you know, keeps us moot. No NEMA presence, but you've just asked something about
ecological fund.
And I think that it is good that we let the world know what the ecological fund is all about, so that they wouldn't even think that when they are giving us, you know, a share of what the ecological fund from the ecological fund, they wouldn't think that they are doing us any service. Ecological fund is a fund that a federal government created some time ago in 1981, you know, to tackle some of these issues that we are having right now. Okay. Now, that creation was a creation of a Kibo's commission. Okay. And that was followed by the decree of 1984 and that of 1992. And it was agreed that this fund were supposed to be used for this purpose, specifically for this purpose. And even there are projects that are supposed to be used, that are supposed,
to be built using funds from
the funds. And NEMA is a beneficiary of this, you know, of this ecological fund. The states are, the local government too are. In course of this discussion, Andrew, I will read out to you the percentages that the local government takes, the federal government takes, and the local and the state government takes. The question is, why is NEMA not showing up? Why is SEMA not showing up? Because these are statutory bodies that
this fund should go to. But then, Prince, you seem interested in this. My question now is, we only had 1 billion released by the state government. Whether it was even coming from the ecological fund, we don't really know.
Okay.
What can we say? Clearly, more needs to be done because, I mean, we've heard from the older angle. We've also heard from your angle. And the major thing in common is whatever is being supplied cannot and is not satisfying the people to any level whatsoever. We would expect that the state government would make more release of funds, perhaps.
I came here hungry.
But what is the case? When you look at it now, do you think there's a reason why perhaps we're not hearing the state government? Recently, donations were made, 200 million, I think it was for the birthday at the Abia State Governor, that amount of money was donated. Mm-hmm. We had another 300 million that was donated in Lagos State. Recently, buses were also sent to Benue State for campaign purposes. Not that it's a bad thing to do if you want to do that, but when would we see, or what could be responsible for why we're not seeing that ecological fund or hearing about what the fund is being used for? Or is it not being released to the state government? Is that what the story is?
I believe, because all we are doing is to hazard a guess.
Yes.
We don't know whether any money was released to Imo State and River State, because why I'm talking about Imo State, because we have a boomer there too.
Yes.
So we don't know whether money was released to them. But the truth is this, the ecological fund from the Lord has set it up, make it clear that when anything of this nature happens, the commission, NEMA, and the Ecological Law Fund Office project should be able to respond timely. There should be a timely intervention in order to reduce damage, the impact of damage. Now, the question is, this has happened for over 1 month. Why is it we have not seen NEMA on the ground or SEMA on the ground in Imo, Ebema, or Imo University? That's the question. Why is it that I find it difficult? Is it that they have the funds, which I believe they do? Because every month, whatever accrues to the federation account, there's a particular percentage that is given to them, about 3%. 3% of our allocations goes to the 2% from the allocation account go to this ecological fund, and 1% from the derivation accounts goes to this fund. So the question is, now we have such a scenario, why are they not responding? Flood doesn't happen every day. And to make it worse, there's a department they call soil and erosion and flood department. Now, that means this department is given the mandate to manage and oversee such situation. Why are they not responding? We have cried out both in the various forums. We have cried out and called the government to come to our aid. Nothing is happening. As I speak to you right now, when I'm done here, I'm going to SEMA office in Nowere to have a meeting with them.
Has there been any conversation with the Imo state government? Are they making donations as well as per on the state level?
At the state level, no. They've not made any donation at the state level.
So the Rivers State government is also taking care of people from Imo State. That's what that would mean.
No, the people
who are victims of the flood.
No, they have their own camp in Imo State.
So, okay.
It's SOPADEC. There's a commission they call it SOPADEC. Imo State Oil Producing Combination Development.
Mm-hmm.
They came there, did one or two pocket things, which I cried on radio in Imo State. It's not enough. We are the major oil producing community in Imo State, the major gas producing community in Imo State. And something like this happens. The government has not found it timely to come and meet our people and make the right donation. Accepted that the deputy governor came. But what donation did he make to the people? How did his coming reduce or ameliorate the pains of the people? People are in anguish.
Are you satisfied with the activities of the flood committee and how they are dispersed? In the funds released to them?
To an extent, I'm not satisfied. Why I'm not satisfied? Because a lot of people are still complaining that these things didn't get to them. So the question is the money. How was it shared among the various local governments?
What kind of items are in camp? Because I spoke to some people who say the mosquito nets aren't there, they don't have adequate beds to sleep in, no blankets to cover. So what relief materials are being delivered to the camps?
In some of the camps, you see foams, food items, nets. But the truth is, just like Comrade Nicholas said, what they are bringing is not enough. Now, you're bringing maybe 100 foams, and you have over 10,000 people who have no place to sleep.
Let me add something here. Now, the area Prince is talking about where they brought some foams are our brothers
in Imo State. Not Rivers State.
Now, our brothers, we from the River State, Emema in River State, we have not seen any foam. We have not seen any net. You know, just you look at it, how you confine someone in a primary school. The question is, where are those mobile toilets? Can't the state provide mobile toilets? There's no mobile toilet, you are left to yourself. We are going to have an outbreak of diseases, you know, at the post-flood. Now, to add to what Prince said, now, he had already mentioned how the 3% of the ecological fund came about, 1% from the FAC, okay?
And then 2%,
and 2% from okay? Now, if you look at how the federal, how it is shared between federal, state, and local government, from the derivation account, federal government gets 0.49% of the fund. The state gets 0.24%. The local government gets 0.20%. Now, looking at the ecological fund itself, the federal government gets 0.97, the state 0.48, and then the local government 0.40. A total sum of 1.46% come to the federal government, 0.72 to the state, 0.60. To the local government. Now, if you could just be hearing 0 point, but if you match this up, you know that this is huge fund
money.
Do you understand? This is huge fund. So the question is, what are they doing with it? These funds, we are supposed...
Nicholas, okay. we need to go on a short commercial. When we come back, we open the phone lines, get your reactions. There's still more to talk about. I was in Auda, I was saying to supply drinking water. We found out while I was speaking with His Imperial Majesty that there's no water even to drink.
Yes, there's no water in Ebema.
So what is the plan... What is there a plan as to how the committee operates and what they supply? These are questions hopefully we can get to hear from the committee chairman sooner than later. We'll go on a very short commercial now. Send in your questions on Facebook at Nigeria Info PH, on WhatsApp 0809-030-6416, on Twitter at Nigeria Info PH. The number you can call to reach us in the studio, there's a number you can call. If you must reach us, this is the number you should call, 0700923 9283. That's the number you call. We go on a short commercial and I'll be right back.
We take off with the biggest conversations with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Hackett.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station.
Chat Station.
And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
We're back and we're live on Facebook and on Twitter. Are you satisfied so far with the activities of the flood committee? We really don't have so much information as to what the committee is doing or how they are going about it. And that has really raised a lot of concern because now, well, you cannot tell how much has been spent, how much more is needed, what progress has been made. Who are they working with? Are there any collaborations with any agencies or private organizations or individuals? Absolutely, almost no possible clear information. Well, are you satisfied with the activities so far? My guests here in the studio have been talking about the condition of flood victims in the camps. We're also following the relief materials. How often are they being distributed to who and from where? Before we continue, don't forget to send in your opinion on 0809-030-6416. We asked the major question as well. Where is the ecological fund in Rivers State? We gave a breakdown of how much states, federal and local governments receive. If that money is available, well, how come we only have a billion naira that's been released so far? Or is there any other money that has been released that we are not aware of? Many questions unanswered. We'll listen to the person in charge of the camp in Aboah Odua, Mr. Sokari. I also spoke with him to know what the situation is in Aboah Odua, and this is what he had to say.
My name is Sokari Okbokipai. I'm the camp commandant for Aboah Odua.
Okay. We've been getting reports from some members in the camp that they've not been getting enough supplies with regards to relief materials from the government. So can you inform us, when was the last time the flood committee delivered relief materials and what's the situation in the camps?
Well, the flood committee at the state level delivered relief materials just 2 days ago. We received that was the second batch of consignment 2 days ago. So far, those in the camp are feeding well. The only challenge we have is that in the local government, Abuja local government area, we have about 31 or thereabouts communities that are badly hit. So the food supplies that are coming is not really enough, because for most of the communities that couldn't come to the central camp, we encourage them to cluster in their villages. And so we are supposed to be sending food supplies to those communities. Not only food, non-food items are supposed to be going to those communities. But what is coming is really just taking care of basically those in the camp. But today, because of the pressure from those in the villages, we will hopefully, the chairman has directed that we share the food items, whatever we have, to those in the communities. So it will be well shared equally to everybody in the affected community, though it's not enough.
If you can also tell us now how often these relief materials are delivered, is there a timetable as to how it's being done?
Well, I don't have detailed information about those ones. I'll find out.
This supply to the camp, so from your calculation, you can tell how long does it take before the next supply comes? Like you said, the last one just came 2 days ago. So before 2 days ago, how long did it take before the one that came yesterday came?
Weekly.
Okay, the supplies are done weekly.
Yeah.
So they bring the supplies every Friday or Saturday, just weekends?
No, it can come any day within the week. Like
Okay, well, that's part of some of the things he said. We'll also listen to the other parts of it, but then seeing he doesn't really also have clear information or direction as to how often or when these supplies get to the camp. And if we listen to something he also said, 2 days ago was the second batch, which would mean they've had only two batches of supplies. And this flood is going for almost a month now. So it questions how people have been living since after the first batch and now the second one that's coming. Mr. Prince, talk to us. Now that we really do not, we cannot place our hands firmly on the activities of the committee because we haven't heard or they haven't really said or spoken about what they are doing. What can we now say about the situation and how can we tackle this? What can be done?
What should be done? Okay, let me take it from this angle. Like what you said, the committee that's in charge of these camps should be able to tell us how much they were given, how much they've spent. So that I'll be able to know what is happening and know, is it that the money release is not enough? Or is it that it's been exhausted? Or is it that we don't have any money at all? They should be able to talk to the people so that the various communities should know. And like what the person said, the man you asked a question now, he's in charge of the camp commandant there. It's possible that if he's appointed by government, he will speak to favor the government. He wouldn't want to say something that will go against the government. But there should be independent people like us who should speak to the public, who should speak to the media and tell them this is the situation on the ground. So what I'm trying to say is this. There should be more updates in these camps. And from what that man said, he said they've only had two batches of supply. Now, what happens if what they've supplied is exhausted? That means the people in the camp who have no farm, who have no job, who have no money, are left to fend for themselves with little or nothing. So the government should do more. The agencies should do more. And we call upon other donor agencies and multinationals to do more to this effect. But in doing this, the committees must involve the community leaders to know exactly what they want. To know exactly, because the demands and the dictates of what a particular community needs may be different from what another community needs. Mm. What a particular camp needs may be different from what another camp needs. So they should be able to parley with the people who are on the ground to ask questions. Based on this, they make their supplies.
Okay, Prince, let's open the phone lines quickly. 070-092-30923. Your assessment of the flood committee so far. 070-092-30923. That is the number you can call if you must get to us in the studio. 070-092-30923. The WhatsApp number is 0809-030-6416. Let's see what you're saying on WhatsApp while we also wait for your calls to come in. Okay, Akere is on the line from Bori. Good morning, Akere. Straight to the point. Good morning.
Good morning.
You're welcome. Go ahead.
Yes. At this point, my point concerning people who are suffering as a result of what they know nothing about, they didn't even contribute to, and government at times concern about the welfare of the people. Now, it's a crisis. And also demands that neighboring states, like as our government has been doing, must go from state to state to see to the welfare of states, like giving them donations and all that, like in the case of Sokoto, Benue, and Cross River. Been hearing. Are these governors over there, I know that where the river state is in their need of assistance, for them to reciprocate what the governor has been doing? It is so sad. And the worry that we have is that the governor we have here, the governor of the river state, is not reasoning towards that direction. Look at what the situation on ground. People are suffering hunger and no shelter as a result of this flood devastation. but he still gives sending out money to states that even do this demand for money donation, and people are at home suffering, starving. So it is high time that Rivers people should stand and speak against this recklessness, this misappropriation of state funds. Somebody without any budget will stand up and don't have millions, hundreds of millions of naira. So people would not even request of it. Why people are so suffering? Oh, my heart goes to these people at the
end. Okay, Akira, thank you very much. We now move to Omuma Alozie is on the line. Good morning. And we lost that call. Sorry about that. Alozie, you have to call us back. This one says, Livinus Njoku from Echiye, distribution of relief materials and entire management of the fund is not transparent. Based on information from flood victims, the committee should do more to ensure adequacy in the management of the fund by preparing a timetable for food distribution, medication, etc. This one says, please... Okay, well, I don't think that one is for us. So, Adenaya is on the line. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hello, Adenaya. You're welcome from Abuja. You're welcome. Go ahead.
Yes. We have got feelers that those of them in the IDP camp, which is not an IDP, it's in the council, they are crying that no much attention is given to them. Most times, breakfast comes during lunch, in that order. It is true that one of the things that will make us be objective is to tell what is on ground. Otherwise, it will not help us. The point man in the local government said that the need for extension to the various villages. If the food in the camp, not like he said, is not enough, how will you share to villages? That tells us that even the 1 billion naira that was released is not enough for this kind of thing. I just want to, you know, beg the government that that 1 billion naira that was released is not enough, and they need to do more. Because even after there is an effect, after this flood, it is true that the flood is going down. But after that, the effect of the flood still remains. So I want to say that those of them who have these problems, maybe their farm, you know, submerged and all of that, there's a need for them to extend this thing even after the water subsides. So I think the state government should look into it. Thanks.
All right, Aden, thank you very much. Well said. Post-flood. But before we go even into the post-flood situation, let's take a few messages on Facebook first. Frank De Niro says, please let, calling on the state government to come to the aid of Engeneb Kingdom. Flood committee set up by the governor should visit the kingdom and do the needful. Those people are suffering. Went on to say, why would the Engeneb people face this level of neglect by the federal and state government while they have the highest crude deposit in the country? Anthony Tobia says it is quite unfortunate that they are simply doing the opposite despite the availability of the funds. What we lack in this side of the world is leadership. How can you divert what is meant for flood victims? It is so sad. We don't have a responsible government in place. More messages. This one says President Buhari and APC government is just embezzling national resources. John Elore says LM Sangana community Nakukutari local government needs relief materials urgently. Frank De Niro also says, I'm not satisfied with the relief materials from set up by the committee of the government, the governor. Asubugi Friday says, I'm not satisfied with the utilization of the funds, mainly for flood victims in some communities in the state. The people are suffering. My friend from Egbema was calling me that the suffering is too much, and I asked him, there was no donation to them. He said, to where? Let me appeal that much should be done concerning the flood victims in some parts of the state. So now that we have some people who are trapped and not in the camps, we don't know if there are plans to evacuate those people and bring them to camp. How are food items getting to them? Some of the questions that are being asked right now. The local government councils, they also have a percentage from the ecological fund.
Correct.
What are they doing? Let's start from you.
That's the question we have asked, like in my local government, Obey Mandoni, the only thing we have seen the local government do is going to arrest Ambassador Bright Abali for having intention to lead protests that on the state of the bad roads, arrested him and kept him incommunicado, which we are, let me use the opportunity and call for his release. It is unheard of. This is a democratic regime where people can express their views through protests and all of that.
Did the local government give any other reason for his arrest?
That's no other reason. That's no other reason. It's quite unfortunate. Having said that, it's quite unfortunate. People who are even within the camp are not being taken care of. And then we are now talking about people who have been trapped. Just quite a few minutes ago, we were discussing about people who were beaten by pythons, you know. This period, a period that a lot of things have been swept from the sea, from the bush, and all of that into people's homes. Now, after this period, when we're talking about the post-flood, will even be more disastrous for people, okay? Because we'll be talking about cholera, you know, people, malaria, and all kind of diseases. And it's quite unfortunate that even in River State, that our governor is just only concerned with Ayo Must Go and all of that. It is time, like somebody asked, that couldn't the governor think of how other states can also be reciprocating our donations by giving back to the states? But we see that even in the midst of it, our governor is busy donating more and more and more and more. And the people who are the citizens, we are just suffering. People are dying. And nobody cares about
it. Let's hear from Alozie Nomoma. Good morning, Alozie.
Good morning, Andrew.
You're welcome.
Andrew, the truth is, some persons who have not traveled to this ISIS that are flood victims will not know what these people are passing through. I've been in Ahoda East. I've been in a community called Ihuka and Alaba Dabiwa. That is the name they call the two communities. Dude, I saw four mud houses. In these four mud houses, the water has eaten them off. We are talking of palliative. My problem is not the palliative because I know the NEMA, River State government, they are bringing palliative, but what they are bringing is not getting to the people who are these victims. The other day I went, they brought rice and brought this. The total number of people who was in that, they said IDP camp. That food will not even, if they cook the rice there now, it will not even be okay to the people who are inside the premises. So the food they are producing is not adequate for them. My own concern now is this. Those people that the flood has damaged their house, most especially those ones that have a mud house, how are we going to raise back their home for them? Knowingly full well that these people, they are going back now. If this flood stops today, they are going back to their home. No money, because they have not been hustling. There is no means of getting finance. What will NEMA do to raise the home of these people? Because this hazard that is orchestrated by them, by this flood, is not their fault. So we need solutions to remedy these people and give them back their home. That is my own major concern. Thank you, Alozie.
Thank you very much. Very candid question. Unfortunately, that's something that should be answered by NEMA and perhaps the River State Flood Committee, and the government would tell us what their plans are post-flooding. I don't know if anybody's thinking about it now, but if nobody is, now would be a time for government agencies to begin to think and work out a plan. I also spoke with the Commissioner for Education a few minutes before we came on air, and I was asking him about the situation for those children who are trapped by the flood and are now deprived school. They cannot go to school. What's the plan? He says, I'm quoting him now, that next week a plan will be rolled out to accommodate those people who are trapped by the flood and cannot go to school. So we'd have to wait until next week and see what the plan would look like. But my own worry was, why this long? These people have been, we expected that something should have, it means they should not be learning while they're in camp. That's what it means. It means it's after the flood leaves or is seen, that's when
they will start learning.
Something would come out for them and you find a way to inculcate them. The idea I would think would be perhaps a method in which in camp, some arrangements have been made where they can be learning. But it's where we are. Gentlemen, as we attempt to wrap up, let's get final words from you. I'll start with you, Prince. Post-flood is really an issue already. What suggestions would you make to tackle this problem now?
We've heard a lot about the relief materials and how it's been, well, it's not enough, is what ultimately everybody has said from all the various local governments. So what do you suggest? How do we go about it?
Definitely
this?
After the flooding, there will be epidemic in the land. There will be epidemic in the various communities that have been ravaged by flood. And Ebema is not an exception. So we call upon the government, we call upon the multinationals and the interventionist agencies to plan ahead by making sure the land is fumigated, by making sure people are given vaccines so that it will prevent disease from breaking out in these communities. Because if we don't do that now, it is going to be serious. And I want to equally use the opportunity to say that some of my people in Ebema Imo State could not even leave their community. Some of them who are ravaged by this flooding wanted to move, but they couldn't move because all the roads in Ebema are bad. You can't head to Omok. You can't go to Guta to go to Wari. You can't go from Obokofia to go to Wari. The roads are terribly bad. So we want to equally use the opportunity to call upon Imo State government to repair the roads in Ebema. All the roads. I mean, all. If you need to be in Ebema, you will weep.
Well, hopefully on Friday we'll pay a visit.
All the roads.
Well, let's hear from Evaristus now quickly, a few seconds.
For me, I want to call on federal government, state and local government. When you look at the setup of the ecological fund, what it ought to be used, and the various agencies that were supposed to handle money, you see that there are some projects that they are supposed to do and all that. So I want to ask them to start thinking of dredging the rivers. You know, we are particularly now signing a petition for the federal government to start building the counterpart dams to take care of the issues on ground. And that's for me.
Okay, Evaristus, thank you very much. Time already far gone. Thank you, gentlemen, for your time. And well, let the state government, federal and local government do the needful. Where is the ecological fund? It needs to be utilized now. My name is Ifeyemi Andrew.